honored tonight at the ACM Awards, and that brings us to...
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Flashback time, throwing it back on a Thursday with, yes, the ACM Awards tonight. Live in Frisco, 7 o'clock start time on Amazon Prime. We will bring you our special correspondent coming up here, 7:47, from the red carpet, he promises, Brian Luke. Now, as we wait for that, Keith Urban will be musically honored for his ACM Triple Crown status. He is part of the Triple Crown Club. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, and not necessarily the news. He will have like Chris Stapleton, Megan Maroney, a bunch of others singing his songs in front of him tonight to honor him. And the Triple Crown is the three distinct trophies at the ACM Awards. So you must be a winner of Male or Female Artist of the Year, the highly coveted Entertainer of the Year, and maybe the hardest one to get of all these, the New Artist of the Year.
Yeah, that's a big field.
It is a little tricky, and it's notable who is a Triple Crown winner and who is not. Like George Strait, not. Tim McGraw, not. But looking back at those Triple Crown, there's only 12 that have done it. Barbara Mandrell, Kenny Chesney, Miranda Lambert. You know, Miranda went on that ACM tear just like five straight years. She was won every
year. Yeah, she was like seven-time female vocalist of the year.
Of course, Chris Stapleton did the same similar thing. He's won. Lainey Wilson, the most recent Triple Crowner. Brooks and Dunn. The great Mickey Gilley. They say the next to probably, possibly do it will be Luke Combs on that. He's up for Entertainer of the Year tonight. But the first ever to do it takes us back to the year
1966.
As he's won Male Vocalist of the Year at the ACMs. He won Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs. And as it was called at the time, Most Promising Vocalist. Back in 1966. Yeah, I'd say it worked out pretty well for one Merle Haggard. This is the song that put him on the map in 66.
Down every road, there's always...